Suffering, then, the thing to cultivate or to move towards is fate.
Faith. Mm.
So what is fate?
Yeah. Well, it's a tricky one because in our culture, the idea of faith often gets yoked onto a sense of some sort of unfounded belief, some sort of escapism.
You know,
some sort of Richard Dawkins type view of religion.
It's believing something not based on any kind of evidence, just believe it because you're told to believe it, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, faith is active. Faith is a kind of doing. And that's what this card is trying to get at. If you can confront suffering head on, then it's possible to start to cultivate an idea that things might get better, that things might be improvable.
Yeah.
Whatever form that might take. You know, and that's a kind of doing. That's a kind of useful attitude to adopt. It's going to get you somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than giving up and succumbing to the darkness, whatever, just go, it's not worth, not worth the attempt.
Yeah, so faith here is about there being something difficult, but a turning towards it and a trusting that there's a way through.
Yeah, which is part of the Buddhist teaching courses, that there is a way out of suffering. That's one of the truths that I've given.
Yeah, and to begin with, you know, you don't know what that is, do you? You just have to trust that there is something.
That there's a way out.
Yeah. If you don't do that, you know, you're not going to get anywhere, are you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, even faith, it doesn't have to be in always totally in a negative sense. You can have faith in something will work out even in a positive sense, you know, like a creative endeavor or, you know, whatever it is, something you're doing. But I suppose the thing is to not see it as that you get to do the art, say, for instance, but you don't get to control how that's then received by the world, because then you're getting into desire and stuff like that. But, you know, there is a kind of a fate in a follow-through, but not in the result, necessarily, say.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, it's really not to be underrated, faith. Suppose somebody's a socialist, say, you know, and that's what they believe in, you know, that's what they trust in, that way of approaching the world. You know, faith in that would perhaps take the form of actually practicing. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
behaving towards people in a certain way, doing certain things, you know, organizing your finances in a certain way, supporting certain organizations, you know. So that belief kind of spills out into actual real world effects. You know, if you believe in socialism and you practice it, then you're sort of making it happen.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that it's, you know, it's not just the idea of it, it's actually the doing it.
Waiting
for the world to be socialist, actually be socialist now while the world is the way it is.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So, if that's what you believe, true. Yeah.
So what this isn't about is a kind of wishful thinking.
Okay.
You know, it's about a positive attitude that's a first step towards meeting suffering head on by assuming that there's something that you can do about it.
I think in the image, what we have is a woman. Again, we're in night and there's some sort of Armageddon of meteor storms happening or whatever. Yeah. And she's braving it. She's outside. She hasn't run away. You know, she's there. While she is on her knees, we have to kind of, in some way, depict this kind of a faith thing. And suppose the praying thing is one of them. But there's no look of desperation. My intent was not to have her pleading. It wasn't like, oh, please take this away or whatever. It was like to have that resolution or that feeling that this will pass, you know, or that there is a good way out of this, I suppose. That she mostly she hasn't run away. She's not taking shelter. She's there in it.
Yeah, I mean, I like the way that you've chosen it, some sort of cosmic event, sort of, you know, cataclysm that's totally impossible to escape from.
Yes.
What else are you going to do? You know, she's not running around in a panic. She's doing the only thing that you can do, which is to get on your knees and pray, maybe.
And because it is an act of God, there's also this kind of idea that it's not something that she has done wrong in a way. You know, it's just that's just the nature of things. Sometimes cataclysmic meteor showers come and kill all the dinosaurs. You know, it's just the nature of the place in which we find ourselves, and that's what it is. So but again, it was tried not to, even though it kind of, I suppose, it could be read that way, not to get into the, you know, the kind of bad sense of faith that we have, you know, which is that the kind of pleading, please rescue me from this kind of, there's that kind of notion. Because it is trying to say, this involves you doing it, not handing over your authority to someone else.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a sense of strength there, isn't there? That's part of the meanings of this card. You know, willpower, strength, steadfastness.
Yeah, so commitment, actually doing it, standing up for what you believe in, and as you were saying with the socialist thing, actually doing the thing that you claim to be, be the person you claim to be. Yeah.
But of course, faith can be quite a quiet thing as well. It doesn't have to be demonstrative. You know, it can be quite an internal thing that's quiet, and gentle, you know, but resolute.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be an aggressive faith. And you don't have to make everyone else believe what you believe, you know.
Yeah, because that's not the point. The point is just to start to turn towards experience with a sense that it can get better, that things can improve.
So from the suffering, it's the knowledge that there is an end to suffering. It's just you're looking at, you're trying to solve that in the wrong way.
Not even that at this stage, just an assumption.
Right.
Just an assumption.
Not the knowledge, an assumption. Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then in a reversed way, what's the bad version of bad faith, I suppose?
Well, I think one of them would be what you suggested, you know, trying to convert other people, trying to rely upon the world, you know, or things in the world to provide solutions, you know, rather than that quiet resolve. Things like lack of integrity.
Yeah.
Dogma.
Dogma, forcing it on other people.
And also running towards some sort of ready-made solution or way of thinking about things, you know, rather than it being something genuine, authentic, coming from within.
So like believing what someone else says because it's easier rather than coming up with living your own truth kind of thing.
So
in a sense, it's just kind of a dishonesty in that too, isn't it? Like in not being true to yourself, not being true to the your own thing.
Yeah.
So from faith, then, the next one that we turn to is gladness.
Yes.